Om Shanti. Today is 27 November 2025. Bhog was just offered in Om Shanti Bhavan, and we'll now listen to the Bhog message via Shashi Didi. Om Shanti. On the day of the Sadguru, carrying loving remembrances from everyone as I reach the subtle region. What did I see there? There was a very beautiful golden mountain. And before me was a beautiful sunrise, the morning sunrise, and golden rays of light were spreading in all directions. Baba was standing on top of this mountain. And the entire scene was enveloped in these golden rays of light. Baba then said, "Come, child. I said, Baba, today it appears that you are alone in the subtle region today." And Baba said, "No, just look closer." I then noticed that there were a variety of flowers visible. Baba said, "Look at this closely." There were very beautiful flowers, and as golden rays of light were falling on these flowers, they were transforming into angels, and the angels were also enveloped in this golden light. Everyone was in their very beautiful form. Baba too was observing all of this. The children were looking at Baba, and they started to dance the angelic dance. Baba was smiling. And then Baba called everyone in front of him, gave them drishti, and through Baba's drishti, each child was receiving blessings, and they were looking at their individual blessings. After a few seconds, we noticed that at a distance there was a very powerful light that was visible. And very gradually, the rays of this light became a bit dim. And there was gentle fog visible as well. And as that spread, it was as though it was like a sandstorm. And this created darkness. So all this atmosphere was spreading all around, and souls were feeling suffocated. So the children started to ask Baba, "Baba, what is happening here?" Baba explained, "Baba has beforehand already shared everything with the children, that the part of suddenly will come, that part of suddenly plays from time to time. So even today, even now, there are certain places where there is upheaval in nature. So even when a volcano erupts, it doesn't just affect the immediate area, but it affects places even at far distances. So the scene of suddenly comes through the five elements. The scene of suddenly comes in other situations as well." What else did Baba show? Baba also showed the scene of a cyclone, and that was spreading in all directions. So Baba continued to explain, nature also shows its fiery, scary form because the five elements also wants transformation. So something may happen at one place, but the effect of that affects throughout the world. Some of the children were a bit scared looking at these different scenes. Thirdly, Baba showed the scene of Baba, the advanced party souls, the dadis, the senior brothers. There was very powerful light coming from around them. And that was spreading light all across the world. And nature around that area was also very beautiful. Baba said the children have seen these scenes. So the children loved seeing the scene of the advance party and nature, the perfect nature. So the children said, we want to continue seeing such scenes. So Baba then said, Baba and the advance party members are engaged in such tasks so that they can make nature golden and pure and elevated. So they are engaged in that task. And you Brahmin children also have to be special cooperative souls in this task. So I said, Baba, yes, everyone is engaged in that task. So Baba went on to say, yes, the children are engaged in this task, this service, but there are certain things that come in front of the children that brings a bit of a obstacle, a bit of a standstill. Sometimes the faith that the children have in Baba is strong, sometimes it fluctuates. Secondly, the original personality of purity within the children also comes into a bit of confusion, dilemma, and so the children become a bit confused. Thirdly, Baba said, in order to carry out Baba's task, the children have to be clear internally, they have to be real internally, they have to adopt the sanskar of royalty. The more they are clean and clear and honest internally, these sanskars will emerge of purity, and then every task will come into transformation, and you'll be able to help transform the five elements and this world. You'll be able to cooperate with the advanced party souls. This is what the children have to do. You have to carry out this task, but for that, you have to stabilize yourselves in your original stage, that there be clarity within and a clear connection with the Father. Sometimes the children create thoughts of confusion for themselves, and then they have to face situations that sometimes are like earthquakes, sometimes they are like erupting volcanoes. Within this Tamapradhan world, nature is playing its own games. And why is she engaged in those games? Always remember that the Satupradhan, pure five elements, are coming, that world is coming, and for that you have to develop the sanskars of honesty, truth, and clarity, so that you experience power yourself and you can spread those vibrations all around. I then offered bhog to Baba. Baba accepted the bhog and then fed the bhog to all the children. Along with the bhog, Baba also gave each child a blessing. On the blessing was written, may you always be clean and always have a clear connection with the Father and always be elevated. For this, stabilize yourselves on the stage of the original self. I then shared remembrances on behalf of the souls who had offered special bhog. Baba, in return, gave remembrances to all. I then returned. Om Shanti.